this year chasing our 18th banner. Roster so deep, our bench finally got an answer. We got the heart, maybe not the glamour. When you spell team, you best watch your grammar. Ignore the refs when we led by Tatum. Big ass and squeeze, corner threes makes them. Batman and Jalen, our defense at anchors. Brogdon off the bench, giving more flavor. Smart is the heart, and the best actor. Getting every charge, intense in the matchup. Now getting ready for hot takes and laughter. Cause you tuning in to the boys in the rafters.
What up, what up? This is episode 118. Of the Rafters podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. I'm your ever handsome host, Liam McDade. Across the virtual table from the man, the myth, the legend, Connor Strayer. Been a while, motherfucker.
Been a while. Yeah, I know. We just took the last, like, actually 52 minutes to
catch up. I was a little late.
We spent the last, let's say, 45 minutes catching up, so that's been a while.
So there's no need to waterboard the viewers with us talking about our lives and whatnot. It's fairly monotonous, just work, being an adult, the unbearable burden of being alive.
Exactly. It was all boring. Not boring stuff, but fun stuff to talk about. But we haven't talked like Celtics that. We actually didn't talk about the Celtics at all, so
no, so we have a lot to catch up on. But first, I think a cheers is in order. You still got that beer going on?
I do. It's already halfway empty now.
I was patient. Wasn't going to crack it till the show started. What is yours?
Well, mine's inappropriate. It's called Keep Up. Pure Snow Keep. Me and my girlfriend were at like Total Wine, like that big liquor store. I just picked out the most obnoxious. I sent you a picture of it, but it looks like a guy skiing on a mountain with like pink flamingo. It's like the most outrageous.
It's incredible.
It's a triple IPA.
Is it good?
Not really, but it's 10%. What are you drinking? That was good. Whatever you were drinking.
It's a tropical lockdown. This is just an IPA. It's fucking delicious though. It's got like the fruity hints to it. And a little segue here, drinking the tropical lockdown, because I think the Celtics are going to be playing the Heat in the first round. So I wanted to commemorate. Cheers, brother.
Oh, that's why. Cheers.
Yeah. Celtics, number one seed.
Ooh. As I should. I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we only celebrate championships, but it is nice. Not only are they the number one seed, but kicked the dick in of the Eastern Conference. No one was close. 14 games ahead of the number two seed, which is fucking crazy. The difference between the one seed and the 10 seed in the Western Conference is 11 games. And the difference between first and second place in the East is 14. So, shows how much of a dick kicking the Celtics were this season. Really unbelievable to watch.
And it was like you said, it really wasn't even close. I guess like you said, we finished 14 games in front of the Knicks, which I'm surprised the Knicks snuck in there and got the second seed. But we'll talk about it.
Tell me about it. Pretty sure you lost a bet that we made on the last show here as well.
Just did we? What was the bet?
Because you said the Bucks were definitely going to be the two seed, and I said no, they'll be the three or below.
Oh damn!
And we bet $5. Bucks would be three or below. So you owe me $5. That's all right. I probably haven't paid you for a gambling debt, so we can call it even.
I'm just like to gloat as we speak.
What a man of honor. But how the fuck do the Knicks win 50 games?
I don't know. And didn't they like not have some like players? They were like pretty injured all season.
Yeah, Julius Randle was out for the season. He got missed most of the season, got surgery toward the end. OG Anunoby missed plenty of time. They traded for him.
And I don't really like really watch like Sports Center that much, but like I listen to like the local sports talk radio, which is all Celtics anyways, but they do talk about like the Knicks are a good team when healthy, even without Randle. I guess those moves that they made, who'd they trade? Like RJ Barrett, getting rid of Barrett.
Yeah, for OG Anunoby. And
I guess that paid Emmanuel off.
Quickly and them, yeah.
How has OG Anunoby been doing? I mean,
he was balling and then he got hurt, I believe.
I mean, he had he's been.
Oh, he's British. Did you know he's British?
Did not know that.
Yikes.
He's been playing well. 14.7 points a game. I mean, it's not like I mean, he doesn't need to score. They have Jalen Brunson.
No,
So.
he's the defensive guy. Yeah, Jalen Brunson. I fucking hate the Knicks, but he has been going crazy.
Yeah, and is he going to be enough to carry them? I mean, in the regular season, yes. Especially we know that Eastern Conference is like pretty fucking weak, so it's like they're beating up on teams like the bottom of the barrel Eastern Conference teams, like who knows?
Yeah,
And I'm
there's
sure
plenty
they
to beat up
and
on.
towards the end of the season they were playing like the Wizards, the Hornets. They didn't that they played the Pistons a ton towards the end of the season. Like they weren't playing anyone that great. So,
Yeah, so
yeah.
OG Anunoby has missed a bunch of time is what I'm reading here. So I can't believe they won fucking 50 games and the Bucks didn't. Fuck the Bucks. So
Yeah,
psyched.
the Bucks should be worried in the first round. I mean,
Bucks are terrible.
that's kind of the general consensus right now. It's like the Pacers or Bucks series might go seven.
Yeah, did you hear the Giannis injury?
Yes, yeah, so is he not playing? He might not play game one.
Yeah, so they I just saw sources Bucks preparing to be without Giannis.
The whole series
Bucks
or just
star
game one?
expected to miss the start of the series with calf
Start.
strain. Yeah, but yeah, so it says Giannis is going to be out for 2 to 4 weeks. Yeah, wow.
So
That came out
they
3 hours ago.
like if they win game one, I'm assuming he doesn't play game
Yeah.
two. If they win game two, he doesn't play game three. If they lose game one and
Then
game
there's pressure.
two, then it's like, does he
Yeah.
do you throw him out there, or if he has to win, does it take two losses? Who knows? Like 0-2, I think you kind of you just fucking toss him out there, but.
That's exactly how I would imagine it would go. They play him out of necessity if they have to.
Yeah.
Granted, was it you that liked? No, you liked the Knicks. The Pacers are, have
Did.
been kind of a good team.
Yeah, I mean they have the pieces like they definitely have the
Pascal
pieces.
Siakam, Tyrese Halliburton, who
Yeah,
sucked at the
they
end of
have
the
the
year, but
but they if he could, you know he can turn it on, so it's like
yeah.
they have the pieces. It's just like the Bucks it's they're lucky. The Pacers are lucky Giannis is hurt.
Yeah.
That heavily benefits them. It's in their favor, obviously.
Dude puts a
The second
huge
best player in the
smile on my
world. Yeah.
face.
The
I'm
second best
not,
player.
I try not to get psyched up for injury, but when Giannis gets hurt, I can't help but be excited. It's like Christmas just
And he
came
doesn't
on
get hurt a
April
lot. So
18th.
it's like,
No,
yeah.
he's a fucking titan. Dude's gigantic. So when this happens, it's about time. He fucking barrels into everyone and hurts everyone else. It's about time it comes back to him. I'd love to see the Bucks get bounced in the first round.
Yeah, and it would be nice, especially for us, if we don't have to see Dame, especially because we probably wouldn't play them till the Eastern Conference Finals. It'd be nice
Yeah.
if we don't have to face, and then by then, arguably, he'd probably be like healthier, depending on what happens. And I don't want to see Dame and Giannis in the playoffs. As
No,
much
it
as
would
they
suck.
didn't, as much as they didn't play like up to their potential in the regular season, those are
Yeah.
still two of the top 10 players in the world. Like you don't want to play them if you don't have
I
to.
don't
So.
want to run the risk of them playing up to their potential against us in the playoffs. That would just
Yeah,
suck.
I'd rather play the Knicks or the Cavs or even
Yeah.
Orlando for that
Anyone
matter.
else, really?
Yeah.
So, before we get into the flack of the playoffs and how this is all going to shape up and who we'd like to play and who we wouldn't and who we think we're going to play in the first round and whatnot, to kind of give a recap on this unbelievably dominant regular season here. And to kick it off, I discovered something last week. It's called the Phil Jackson rule. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
So it's something that Phil Jackson came up with. He said if a team hits 40 wins before 20 losses, they're automatic title contenders and should be favorites to do so. The Celtics did that this year. This year, the other teams that did that were the Thunder, the Timberwolves, and the Nuggets, along with the Celtics. So those should be the four favorites to win the title.
They are.
And yeah, which makes sense. And then out of the last 44 championships going back to 1980, 40 of those teams have hit 40 wins before 20 losses and won the championship, which is a percentage of 91%. So if you do hit that Phil Jackson benchmark, that kind of mythical You got to win 40 games before you get 20 losses. The odds are extremely likely that you win a title. So kind of made me scratch my beard there. It's purely hyperbolic just to kind of get people fired up, but it's a funny trend. 91% is pretty damning.
Yeah, that's, and I mean, it's good to know that we're the only team in the Eastern Conference who has it. You mentioned four
Yeah.
teams, but the other three
Yeah,
people are in the
none of them
Western
are here.
Conference. So, and then two of them are going to have to battle it out probably in that Eastern Conference
Yeah.
conference final. I mean, the Western Conference finals, or
Yeah.
no, even like the semifinals. So it's
It
like,
will be the semifinals if it's
so
so
yeah.
bad with the West, because the Nuggets are going to play the Lakers in the first round. That's already established.
Nuggets will win, and then
Yeah, the Lakers.
Thunder. I don't think Thunder are gonna make. They're young. Timberwolves. It's tough. I mean, we don't. I don't watch a ton of
I don't
Western
think the
Conference
Timberwolves are
basketball.
going
It's
to
kind of
win.
hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they will. Obviously, we probably go more gravitate towards the Nuggets. Obviously, due to
For
other
good reason.
reasons. Yeah, for good reasons. They're a championship team, defending
Yep.
championship.
Jokic is still the fucking man.
Yeah, and their whole team's they've been there, done that, and pretty dominantly is like. And they also had a great season. So,
Yeah.
if you had to say today, who do you think they play?
The Celtics,
Yeah, if we make it to the finals, what do you what are
which we
your?
will.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Like I really want to be exciting here. I want to get on the air with you and say that it's not going to be the Nuggets, it's going to be somebody else. Like I'd
Yeah.
love to say the Lakers just for like shock value, but
Same.
looking at this, I'd love it to be the Clippers. The Clippers would be sweet. Even your boy Luka, if they could somehow get on a hot streak and make it, I'd love that. But like, I'm a gambling man, former gambling man at least, and to bet anyone other than the Nuggets would be negligent.
Yeah.
I want to be way more exciting than I'm being, but gotta do it.
Yeah, I kind of don't disagree with that. I mean, it's probably going to be Celtics Nuggets. Rematch. Hopefully, Celtics pull it off.
The only team that we got swept by during the regular season, so that's not great.
Sadly, but yeah, regular season's different. But I mean,
Yeah.
obviously, it's not like. And I think the first game we didn't play everybody.
Yeah, and it was still like a 1-point game or something crazy, and then we kind of lost by 6 in the second game, if I
Yeah, I
remember
mean,
correctly.
yeah, we'll see. I mean, and anything can
Tatum
happen.
sucked in the second game, so I do remember that. Tatum was fucking terrible.
Yeah, but he sucked all last year during crunch time and clutch time. So,
Yeah, I actually have J Jason Tatum's clutch numbers from this season if you're interested on in hearing this.
I think I've heard them, and they're pretty bad. But yeah, let's go. But let's go over them.
So he has 58 total points in the clutch this season, which ranks 38th in the league.
Yeah.
So that's not great. Shooting 16 of 49, which would rank 33rd in the league. And then for three pointers in the clutch, he's shooting 4 of 15, which puts him smack dab at 32 in the league. So Tatum's crunch time numbers, not stellar.
Yeah, and he's never been known for being a finishing guy.
No.
A guy in the
He'll hit a
clutch.
game winner here or there. Like he has his
Yeah, so
moments,
will
but it's
everybody.
just not reliable. Yeah, exactly. When you're that good, you're going to get the ball in every close game. So yeah, of course he's going to have a few moments.
And it's kind of hard who else will we go to? Obviously, your mind's going to gravitate towards probably Jaylen Brown or Derek White, but like they haven't taken as many shots as him in the crunch. So it's kind of like,
No.
how
No
do you
one's going
know
to.
until they have? I guess you got
Yeah.
to keep going with them, but the numbers he has shown haven't been good, as you just said. You just said the
No.
stats,
I'd love to
and that's
I'd
not
love to look
great.
up the other numbers for the other guys. Granted, it's probably not a big sample size. Like you said, Tatum
Yeah,
gets the
he
ball to
could be
most of the guys.
39th out of, I mean, obviously the whole NBA, but like
Yeah.
when it comes, like
But
what's like the next, yeah, like how far is he away from like the number one, or like
yeah.
it's
Like
just,
how what's the sample size here?
yeah,
Because
exactly. Because not every
the
guy is
sixth
taking a
man
shot.
on the Nuggets isn't taking any game winners.
No, and neither is the Celtics. You never know. Sam Hauser. Fucking catch a
Baller.
three.
You kind of oddly look like Sam Hauser a little bit too.
It's a, he's a good
I
looking
think
guy,
you
so
got that generic,
a
white guy,
tall white guy with
tall
some hair,
white
some
guy with
hair.
facial hair.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, it's I. You're an NPC. More power to you.
If
You blended
anything,
to the crowd.
I wish I was his height, but
Yeah, that would help. Although you're way taller than me, so you got that going
would
for
have
you.
been blessed.
Yeah, Derek White though, watch. That game six in Miami last year with that shot. He's a big baller, proven he
Yeah.
can make the big shots. I'd like to see him get more involved. Will it happen? Probably not, but it's a nice thought.
No. And like you said, we would like to see it, but you got to stick with the game plan here. It's been working all season. Obviously, there has been like a few bad losses in the year,
Yeah, the
but like
Cavs, the Nuggets, a few
everyone
bad ones
has
in
a
there.
few bad ones plus 10. So it's like,
Yeah, we lost 18 fucking games. Like we were doing the Phil Jackson thing, like to get to 20 losses. We didn't even get to 20 losses.
yeah, and this is like an all like record wise, I know it's not one of the best records of all time, but it's not bad.
But the team, the numbers are ridiculous, at least compared to other teams this year. So we've hit the most threes in the league, fourth all time. First in 3-point percentage as a team, first in percentage points from three, second in offensive rating in the NBA, first in defensive rating, and first in true shooting percentage and second all time. So,
Okay.
yeah. Pretty fucking wild. So the numbers
Yeah,
across the
they're good.
board, we're 1 and 2 and everything.
Yeah.
Everything screams, this is the best Celtics team we've ever seen. I don't think the 08 Celtics had numbers
Whoa,
like
whoa, whoa,
these.
whoa, whoa,
I
whoa,
don't think the
whoa.
08 Celtics had numbers like these, just
They didn't
statistically
have
speaking.
numbers, but they lost two less games. I'm looking at it right now. They
They
won
lost 16 games.
60, 66, and 16. Yep.
That's crazy. Holy
And
shit.
it's even better. It gets even better. 1985, 1986 Celtics went 67 and 15. 72,
Okay.
73 Celtics went 68 and 14.
Jesus.
It might be the, like you said, it might be the best statistical team, Celtics
Yeah.
team we've seen, but we've had a lot of a good amount of those. So it's hard
Better
in a
teams.
while since definitely since obviously when we won it in
Yeah. I
2008.
mean, those old school teams in like the 80s, they had like six Hall of Famers. Like, we don't have six Hall of Famers. I you know.
Oh, we don't know that yet. You got a few. You definitely have a few already. So, Al
Okay, is
Horford.
Tatum a Hall of Famer? Al Horford's not a Hall of Famer. Actually, the Basketball Hall of Fame is easier to get into than
Yeah,
most. He's
exactly.
got two college championships. If he wins an NBA championship, he might
I don't even
actually
think he
make a
needs to
case.
win one. He was up there for like MVP one year, wasn't he? The
I
Hawks.
can't imagine. So was he?
When he was with the Hawks, he was like
No,
carrying that team to
he
the
was,
playoffs.
yeah. And then they got smoked by LeBron. But yeah, they were the
They were
one seed, I
pretty.
think.
He was at one point like one of the best players in the NBA.
Yeah.
Al Horford was like top 10 in the league at one point
At
for
one
maybe like
point,
one
though,
year,
yeah.
but
So is
like, yeah.
Isaiah Thomas. I don't think that's getting him into the Hall of Fame. But
Yeah, true.
yeah, I don't know. The tough case to be made. Maybe Tatum. Probably not Brown. Probably definitely not Derek White. Probably not
Yeah,
Jrue Holiday. Probably not Al Horford.
you're right.
Probably
And
not Porzingis.
when it's all said and done, depends. What where they
Yeah.
go and if they stay with yeah.
Like back then, Kevin McHale, Hall of Famer, Larry Bird, Hall of Famer, Luke Walton,
Yeah.
Hall or Bill Walton, Hall of Famer, like Dennis Johnson, Hall of Famer. They're all fucking Hall of Famers.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know statistics wise, like you said, they
Yeah.
had
And
six Hall
these
of
are all just
Famers.
numbers I grabbed. Like these, I'm not much of a stats guy. I usually think it's mumbo jumbo between the ear shit, which
No,
kind
you
of goes over my head. But I do think there's something to be said for the statistics that I don't pay attention to. I mostly
Totally.
just want to gloat about the Celtics dominance because this has been fucking unbelievable. Every game that I turn on, most of them I'd be able to turn them off in the third quarter because they'd be up 30 points.
Yeah, and you're like not wrong. It's they had an amazing regular season. Like they lost 18 games, and that's
Yeah.
so good. I mean, like some of the best teams of all time only lost like 15 games, so it's like they're three behind that. Which I'm really sure if they really wanted to, they probably could have shaved four games off. that 18 losses. Like,
Oh, 100%.
they probably could have won those games if they really wanted to. So it's like
Yeah.
they could have that record, but
We were 1 point away from beating the Nuggets. Like, we could have been there.
exactly. It's like the fine line of having like a six. They could have probably
Yeah.
tied that 2008, 2009 Celtics record.
Yes. Yeah. A few bounces of the ball went another way. Yeah,
Yeah.
so they blew teams out by 30 or more points 5 different times, 40 points one time, and 50 points 3 times. So they were kicking a lot of dick.
Yeah, they were. They like you said, we can gloat about the Celtics all day too. It's like they're probably the most dominant team in a while.
Yeah,
I
I would
think.
say so. They're
I
like a
mean,
super team without
since the
being
Golden
like
State
all
Warriors,
superstars.
since the
Yeah.
Warriors, yeah. I mean, I'm looking at like some of the best records of all time, and like the 2016-17 Warriors pop up there at 67-15. Like,
Yep.
I know they're also their records on there in that one year. Was it 2015-16? So like,
Yeah,
obviously,
73 and
I don't
nine.
think they're that good. Like, they're, I
No.
don't think they could have shaved another 9 losses off, maybe a few.
No. I think at most they could have got maybe 4 more wins at most.
Exactly. So like, they're up
At
there as
most, without
maybe
stretching
top.
it.
They may be up there as like
Yeah,
top
they're
team as
one of the
total, maybe
better
top
teams.
20 of all time. You
That's the
could say
problem
that.
with being a Celtics fan, because there's so many good fucking teams. Like, if the Wizards had a season like this, that everyone's brains would be melting out of their ears in DC, because it's the fucking Wizards. And what's the most games they've won? Like 58, probably.
Maybe who even if that much?
Yeah,
That
it's probably,
I'd
yeah,
be
I know.
surprised. 12? I don't know.
Yeah, this year was their best year. Yeah. So I don't know. There's a lot to be excited about this team. Out of the top 100 players in overall box plus minus, the Celtics have 9 of the top 100 players in there. You want to guess who these 9 Celtics are? Because you won't
Oh,
be able to guess one
you're
of
saying
them.
all time? Wait,
No,
so what
in
is
the
it?
league currently, there are 100. The top 100 players in box plus minus, which means how many points a team scores versus let
Yeah.
up when they're on the court. Celtics have 9 very efficient players. You want to take a guess at who these 9 are? Because you're not going to guess one of them.
I probably will. Well, Tatum, Brown, Derrick White, Drew Holiday, Kristaps Porzingis. I don't even know how
Yep.
many that is so
You
far.
got
Four,
five.
five.
Five. Look at my fingers, motherfucker.
I'm not looking at because I'm looking at
Yeah.
Celtics players right now just to like make not embarrass myself too
Yep.
much, but
So you got five.
definitely Peyton Pritchard.
Yep. Six.
I don't even want to get one wrong, so
Yeah,
so
don't
I've
get
already
any wrong.
said what's his name? And I'm not looking this up either. Sam
No.
Hauser.
Yep.
So how many is that? Seven?
Yep.
I
Yeah,
say?
two more.
I'm gonna go. I'm straight up guess, but Al Horford.
Yeah, one more.
Wow. I'm surprised by that. And then honestly, this is like a shot in the dark, but Brissett? O'Shea Brissett?
Nope.
Fuck, I got that wrong. So it's gotta be
Yeah, first
fucking
wrong.
Luke Kornet?
Yeah, it's Luke
Yeah.
Kornet.
I skipped
So
over his name.
fucking
I forgot
random.
about him, but
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, he
Yeah,
gets minutes.
he does. And I guess he does way better than I thought he did. I thought he was just like a 7-foot-tall dummy out there, but I guess he's
He
got a pretty
will.
positive box plus minus.
He will be during the playoffs. He's not going to get a lot of playing time.
No, fuck no. We're rolling with like a 8-man rotation at most.
Hauser is gonna get that last guy off the sixth man. He's gonna play a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hauser, Pritchard. Oh, Pritchard maybe, although like, you know, no
Pritchard will get
defense.
minutes. He's the
Yeah,
backup point guard. I mean, he
the
has to
lack of
be.
defense doesn't help there.
It doesn't, and we really didn't play him if you remember from last season. He didn't play a lot in the playoffs last year.
No. And then they signed him to a huge deal. That's why I was very confused when they signed him to the big
Yeah,
one.
it was a little confusing, but
But yeah, the team
Luke
stacks,
Kornet.
team is loaded. I know. Who would have thought fucking Luke
Yeah,
Kornet?
I mean, Brissett was a bad guess. I guess he doesn't get too many minutes.
No, but he's as good as anyone else. Like Xavier Tillman would have been another one of my guesses before Kornet.
Yeah, and I think Tillman, if he was on our team the whole season, maybe he would
Yeah.
have had that stat. I mean,
Yeah,
and
he's the man.
I think it is a little easier when you have like these good players around you.
Yes.
Like Jason Tatum, I mean, you got freaks of nature surrounded by you. Dude, if I was Sam Hauser right now, I'd be like, thank the Lord, I got just put on this team with stacked guys and I'm gonna have open threes just forever.
Yeah,
Like
dude,
Sam
easy
Hauser has to
team
be the
money.
happiest man in the world. He doesn't make as much as everybody else, but he's
Yeah.
getting wide open 3-point shots every game. Like,
Dude,
what more can you ask
easiest
for?
job in the world. You just sit there and jack him up. He's got the Brian Scalabrine role, where it's just like go in there and shoot a couple threes.
Yeah, and he's probably guarding the other team's worst player on the court, even though it's the
Yeah.
NBA and
He's
you have
actually a
to be
fairly
able to
serviceable
defend.
defender, but yeah,
Yeah,
like
he's 6'7".
they're not looking for him to
Put
defend a
your hands
star.
up. Yeah, put your
Yeah.
hand be in shape and put your hands
Is he
up. Stop.
6'7"?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Holy shit.
6'7", 217. So it's like he's
Damn.
skinny. He's not a lot of muscle, but like, I mean,
No.
he's probably all muscle, but like not a lot of weight behind that 6'7" body.
Damn.
That's skinny
I'm
for you.
2 pounds more than him. Shit.
Damn, you're a fat ass, huh?
I know. Fucking tell me about
I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you.
it. Yeah. I know. I know where you live. I'll fucking kill you.
Come on over. We'll watch the games. But yeah, he's a like that's tiny for a 6'7" man. That's
Yeah,
small. That's
he's a
tiny.
string bean.
I've
Yeah.
definitely I've also have weighed more than that too.
Yeah.
As 6'2". So it's like
Yeah,
he's skinny as fuck.
he is. Yeah. So how do you, after all these numbers, talking and boasting about how good the regular season has been, what's your confidence level that we are going to the finals? Not even winning, but going to the
Got to be
finals.
90%, 9 out of 10.
90%. So
Yeah.
what's your confidence level in winning the finals then?
Ooh. Well, so what you're saying, we make it to the finals
And
against
win.
and win?
Yeah.
I'm going 70%.
70, so it drops 20 percentage points for a win.
It's just saying if we get there, winning the finals in general, if we make it and win. I guess I'll go like 80 because I that's like that medium right in between like that, or it
Yeah.
would be 85, but like yeah, I'll go 85% chance we won the whole thing. I think you have to give it the Celtics an 85% chance.
Yeah. I mean, unless they completely shit the bed, which isn't out of the realm of possibility, I don't see any of these other teams winning.
Yeah, and then you say if it's against the Nuggets especially, and I'm going like this worst case scenario. So if we play like Minnesota in the finals,
I'd like
I
that.
give it a 90% chance,
Yeah.
like
Yeah, it
90
goes
to
right back up to a
95% chance.
90. Yeah.
If we're playing the Thunder, I also give it probably a 99% chance
Ooh,
we win.
bold.
If we're playing the Lakers, it's probably around that 80%, 80 or
Yeah, I feel
75%
better
chance.
about the Lakers.
Yeah, but if it's against the Nuggets, I feel like that's when it's like, all right,
You're like
you gotta.
70, 65?
Yeah, it's not a
Almost a
toss-up.
coin flip.
It's not a coin flip yet because I think the Celtics still have. I mean, they've showed the dominance, but then you got to really think about it, saying like, "Hey, like they do have the Joker. They have a team that's won it last year. They've been through this all pretty dominantly. They were
Yeah.
pretty much the Celtics of last year. They rolled through the regular season pretty dominantly, and then they just won it in the finals pretty
Yeah.
dominantly. Like
They had their
they were
run
us la
last year.
they were us last year. Can they do it
Yeah.
again? We who knows, but like I'd probably give them a better chance than we do based off past history.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing you can really hope for is a Jokic injury. Like that seems to be like
Don't have an answer
those.
for him. It's the only guy
Yeah,
we don't have
those
an answer
deep
for.
playoff runs, but the guy doesn't jump either. You couldn't slip a piece of paper onto Jokic when he jumps. Like he never dunks, so like I just don't see him getting injured.
No, and I mean, maybe we'll find a way to stop them, but they're, yeah. I mean, I still give us the high, like I said, 70% chance we win. If we have to play them, we're winning 70% of the games against them, which is obviously, hopefully, like a winning series, but it's
I would
still,
say so.
you got to give them a little bit of a chance.
Is there anything that worries you about the Celtics?
It's just like you said, we're probably gonna we shouldn't this team shouldn't lose games in a series, but we're gonna have like one of those one or two bad games, maybe one on the road or something.
Yeah, because the Hawks series last year went to six when it had no business going to six games.
The only thing that worries me, and God forbid, hasn't happened yet, a Tatum injury or a Brown injury.
Yeah.
If one of those guys goes down, we're gonna see what this team is
We're
really is. It's
supremely
like,
fucked.
I
There's
mean, we're
really
not
not much
you're
else.
you're not we're not fucked. It's just like
It's
you
definitely
we're
not
not
good.
we're not 70% guaranteed the
Then it
championship.
drops to a 40.
It drops to probably like a 30. It depending on how long they're out for. If they have to miss like a week,
Yeah.
whatever. I think the team's still talented enough to make it by most Eastern Conference teams without the guys. Like, maybe not. It's tough. We don't know because we, like I said, this team is so deep. Like
Yeah.
Porzingis,
But
he
is
could go.
Hauser, if Tatum goes down, Hauser's not going to take all those minutes and be good as good.
No, but like then, like guys like Brown and Porzingis should be able to step up.
True.
They're both
You're
pretty
right.
good. They can
You're
both handle
right.
the scoring. Will it be harder on them? Yes, but they're still top of
Yeah.
the top. Like they should be able to get it done.
I go back and forth with myself about the 3-point shooting where I'm like,
Yeah, totally.
are they just going to shoot themselves out of the fucking playoffs like they did last year against the Heat? They couldn't throw a beach ball into the ocean. And I'm like, all right, like we live and die by the three. And that hasn't worked for any other team.
So do the Warriors, but I mean, they were the best
Yeah.
three shooting team of all
Y
time, so you can't really.
yeah. But like, even like, I guess they did it that one year before Kevin Durant. And
They're
then they
like, yeah.
blew it. Yeah. So they did it that one year. And then when they got Kevin Durant, like, it doesn't even matter if you live and die by the three. Like you have Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, and Klay Thompson. You're going to win regardless. But like teams that shoot, I was looking it up, teams that shoot as many threes as Celtics have this year. It's like a list of a bunch of teams. I think I have it. And none of them have won a championship. The teams are the Warriors of last year.
Yeah, that would have been last year.
Yeah, so that team, the old Houston Rockets, James Harden teams in 1918, basically 2018 to 2020, they
They
shot
probably
the
didn't make it
most threes
far.
ever. No, they Western Conference, they were out. The 2021 Jazz are on this list somehow. I don't know how many fucking threes they shot, but they're on here. And then the Celtics are fifth on this list.
So they're not the highest.
No, but none of these teams have won a championship. The
Yeah.
sixth place team is the Celtics from last year.
And yeah, we
Seventh
know how that
place
went.
is the 2017 Rockets. These are all recent teams, yeah.
Yeah,
So
that
none of
is
these teams have won a
concerning.
championship.
It's a little concerning.
Yeah,
That's a
that's
cool fact. I mean, damn. Well,
yeah, that's not.
we have, and I feel like we have talked about that all year too. And that's something I've always harped on is like, we do shoot too many threes. We could hype
Way
this
too
team
many.
up all season long, but you're right that they took the most amount of threes by far. However, they should be able to adapt. I mean, they have the
Yeah.
pieces to get those open twos. And I mean, like Porzingis, we have such big mismatches with most of the teams. Like center, yeah, I mean, if we have to face Embiid at one point, Embiid's better than Porzingis, but like
Yeah.
Porzingis is at least like can also score as well. Like he has his moments. He can shoot the ball. He can draw. He has his advantage too. Like he can draw Embiid out to the 3-point line. Embiid's really not going to make that many threes. Porzingis can't. So it's like he can at least combat it with Joker. I think Joker just dominates him, no problem. Has his way with him. So it'll be interesting to see how, like you said, the finals. I think we have enough to make it to the finals. Do we have enough to win it? We'll see.
That is a good point. The Porzingis thing kind of brings me back to reality with this take because it's like, if we're shooting all these threes, Porzingis, like, if the threes just aren't falling, you dump it down to Porzingis and he's great in the post. You can get your easy buckets that way and then just let him feast. And then when they start doubling him, he kicks it out for wide open looks. And then if we're just missing wide open looks, then we're fucked and there's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
But at very least, like, Porzingis seems to be the factor here. Like when I look back at this list, those old Rockets teams did not have a center. They ran PJ Tucker at center. The Warriors had like Draymond playing
They
small
were
ball
always
center.
filling in random
Yeah.
guys there.
The Jazz had Rudy Gobert, who's basically useless in crunch time. No one fucking plays Rudy
Dummy,
Gobert in the
big
fourth
dummy.
quarter. Yeah, he's
Yeah.
useless. And then last year, who's our center last year? Robert
Robert
Williams, and he
Williams,
was
the
always
Time
hurt.
Lord,
Yeah, but he
dummy
was
as
always
well,
hurt.
and a big
Yeah.
dummy.
But
I
like
mean,
none of
yeah.
these teams have fucking prolific centers.
That's not actually, I don't even think I was trying to make that point, but yeah, that is a good point. I mean, yeah,
Porzingis is kind of the
I
it factor
mean,
that pulls us all together here.
well, what didn't we have last year that we have this, well, Jrue Holiday too. So,
Jrue Holiday and Porzingis.
yeah, so it is kind of crazy last year, and I hate to say it, but like, is Tatum as good as he really is? Because is that everyone's hyping him up to be? Because, like, yes, he has those numbers. He has great numbers. But I think he's shining even more this season because he has obviously Porzingis and Jrue Holiday.
Yeah, they let him be more efficient.
Oh, for sure. 100%. And
Yeah.
I don't even know if he was more
He
proficient than
efficient.
last
Yeah,
year.
this was the second most
Efficient.
efficient season of his career.
Well, yeah, because, like, who he has in a starting five, he has, like, a fucking unicorn and one of the best point guards in the
Yeah.
league on his
No,
team.
no one's
Of
doubling Tatum
course.
anymore.
No, you kind of can't because it's like you double him, he's gonna kick it to Brown, Porzingis, or Derek White, like, or Drew. I mean, Jrue Holiday is not really, I mean, he can't shoot though. I mean, I've seen Derek Holiday
Yeah.
make some sick threes. Like, the guy's a weapon. So it's like,
Yeah.
is Tatum as good as people think he is? I yeah.
Mm,
But
he has
like
his
he's had
moments. Like, I don't know.
these
I try
weapons
not
have
to
helped.
disparage. Going to the
Yeah.
playoffs, let's think positively of our superstars until Tatum eventually lets us
True.
down. We will
Yeah.
talk positively of him. But
True.
Porzingis is averaging 20 points a game. That's exactly what we need. Like he can score entirely on his own. He can carry us to wins. We won plenty of games this season because of Porzingis, especially at the
Oh,
beginning. In the
yeah.
first like 2 months of the season, it was the Porzingis show.
Yeah, it was fun to watch too. Like, all this whole scene, it's kind of like crazy to watch these guys go out there and just how well I'm looking back. I'm surprised how good Porzingis has done this season.
I
I
know,
mean,
because he was shit on before this year. Like when he was in Washington, everyone shit on Porzingis.
well, he had a good season in Washington. It was just
Yeah, but they
before
said he was
that with the
like, you know, the
Mavs.
classic talk. It's like he's not a winner because of what
Yeah.
happened in Dallas.
Yeah, I think Dallas really had a bad look on his career. He was hurt a lot. He was the hothead. I mean, he was
Yeah.
coming from New York where he was like one of the most talked about players in the
He was
NBA
so
when he was on the
sick in
Knicks
New
for, yeah.
York.
So it's like he had so much fame and then he had injuries, then he didn't play as well. So a lot went on with his brain and it seems like he's ready for it now. It seems like he's in a good mental mindset and he hasn't gotten hurt, God forbid. Actually, I think
I
that's probably
know.
the most important
That probably
to win
is,
the
right?
championship this year. I think Porzingis might be the most important piece.
I would say so, right?
If he goes down, I don't think we win it. If he's
Yeah.
if anyone gets hurt on this Celtics team, I think so. I think if Porzingis got hurt, I think he'd be like the most. He's the most important piece, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's.
I'd almost go as far as to say he's like the second option of the team over Jaylen Brown, where he's just like he can pull up from the logo, he's gonna give you post moves, like he can do
Yeah.
it all. The guy's fucking fantastic.
Defends a
I
little bit.
can't believe I still we're about to go into the playoffs. I still can't believe we signed Kristaps Porzingis. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and then he stayed healthy. If he goes down, I don't think we win it.
Yeah, they weren't yeah, then just like you know, with Tatum, we're probably fucked, but like
They still have enough. No, we're not fucked. We still have enough, but it's just like my confidence goes down
he...
another 20%. I think he's
Yeah.
it then it would be a t then it would be
I
a
don't
coin
feel
flip.
good.
Then it would literally be a coin flip. But
Yeah.
hopefully we don't have to talk about that because I think he is probably the second most important player on the team, if not
And
like,
we rested a lot of the guys down the stretch, so
yeah.
I have a decent amount of faith that you know no one's gonna get hurt anywhere.
Yeah,
But
agreed. I mean, he stays healthy. We should win it all.
yeah, in theory. All right, so let's look forward to the playoffs here. Like I said at the top of the show, I'm drinking the Tropic Lockdown because I believe
Oh.
we're going to lock down the heat in the tropics. You're
Oh.
more on the bandwagon of we're going to be playing the Bulls in the first round.
Yeah, it's
My
tough.
friends think this too. My friends are all in that we're playing the Bulls, and I don't understand why. Besides DeMar DeRozan, I love him dearly, but I don't see it. I think the Bulls suck.
And you're not wrong. When we were texting about this briefly, and I did go back and look at the Bulls record, and they're not that great.
They're pretty shitty.
Yeah, and the Bulls, I mean, they've dealt they in this whole season, Jimmy Butler isn't out of the lineup. Like, he's that kind of guy. He's kind of always injured.
Are we
Like,
talking about the
so,
Bulls or the Heat?
sorry, the Heat, Jimmy Butler,
Oh, okay.
he's always something.
And now he's out
So
for 2 weeks.
yeah, so I think, but I think they, like you said, I think maybe I'm leaning more towards the Heat now. Like, they got it kind of covered. Like, they can
Swayed your
play. They still got
opinion.
ballers. They got Tyler Herro. They got Bam Adebayo. They, for one game against a, I mean, it makes it more 50-50, but if I'm going to have to pick someone, I'll probably go with whoever's the better coach, and that's Spoelstra.
Damn right.
I didn't even think the Heat were going to, I mean, they didn't win against the 76ers, but they played them pretty damn well.
Yeah, and Tyler
So,
Herro, who shot terribly, went crazy at the end of that game and hit some great shots.
I had his over points, rebounds, assists, and won that. So,
Nice.
he, it's just, yeah, maybe I'm gonna go with the Heat on that because they've been there, done that. I think they are the favorite by like a point, only like
Yeah,
1 point
two
or something like
points
that, even
maybe.
without Butler. So like Vegas is even knows,
That the Bulls
yeah.
aren't shit.
Who would I rather play? Obviously the Bulls, because like he, even without Butler, they're probably gonna have some confidence. Even without him,
Yeah.
it sucks to say
After
that, but
last
like
year, yeah.
obviously they're gonna have a little bit of confidence without him. Will they have a chance without him? There's zero chance they win that series without Butler.
I agree.
There's literally
If they
zero.
did, then I am just dumbfounded by
I
how
would
good of a
never watch
coach
the
Eric
Celtics again.
Spoelstra.
Yeah, I would never watch the Celtics again. If we lost to a team with, if we lost the Miami Heat without them having Butler, and if they do win, Butler shouldn't play that whole sit like against us, unless they like really something happened where they where it's not the injury's not as bad as they're saying that it is, which is kind of fucked. Then we should sweep them at four.
We should,
Without
in
Jimmy
theory.
Butler, you're gonna lose to Tyler Herro. Come on,
Yeah. I love
you can't
Tyler.
just Tyler Herro and
The
Bam.
blackest white
Wow,
guy, I know. He's the
that's all
man.
they have. That's all they have, and it would be pretty well. And that other guy, Chavez.
Jaime Jaquez.
You're gonna lose to
He's
those three.
come back to earth. He's not
They're
as good as he
baller. He
was
had a good
earlier in the
game the other
season.
night too.
Did
I think he
he?
had like 20 points, but like,
Damn, good for him.
you're still gonna let. You're gonna lose. You're gonna Tatum, Brown, Porzingis, White. They're all better
Yeah.
than. They're still the four best players in the court at that point. So, you gotta win that series. And four.
Yeah.
Dominate them. Show them what's
Are
up. Gain that
you a
confidence.
Bruins fan?
Not really. I mean, I
No.
follow them. I know they're the second seed right now.
Yeah, did you watch them last year?
When they lost, they had the best record of all time and then lost.
Yeah, lost in the first round. Did you
I
watch
watched the
it?
playoff games. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, that was atrocious. What would be a bigger meltdown? The Bruins of last year or the Celtics of this year
Celtics
if
of
we
this
lose
year.
to the Heat? It would be worse.
I think even because like talking about it, I know the Bruins won the most games of ever, but like that crap.
They were the most dominant team ever. I don't even like hockey, and I had to watch hockey
The
because they were
Bruins,
so
yeah.
good. Yeah, like I don't give a fuck about hockey,
But I
but
don't think they
last year they
like,
were
I
so
don't
good I had to watch.
see. I think the Celtics could have easily done that. Well, not easily. I guess the Bruins would be a bigger meltdown. You got to say that because they had the
Yeah,
best record
probably that
all
was fucking
time. Like, that was
atrocious.
pretty bad. You can't, yeah. I don't think they got swept, though, right?
No, I think it went to seven.
Okay. Still.
I
Yeah.
think, yeah,
You
either
got to go with
way.
the, it's a good question. Yeah. I guess you got to go Bruins there.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Either way, it'd be a mass suicide across Boston if the
It's not going
Celtics
to
lost.
happen.
I
I don't
can't believe
think.
that there are any Bruins fans left. I don't watch hockey this year. I haven't watched a lick. Probably not going to watch it in the playoffs because I'm a casual viewer. I could get wicked excited about historical greatness like last year. But then when it all comes crashing down, it would be like if my first year watching the Patriots, I watched their undefeated season, then watched them lose in the Super Bowl. I'd be like, well, this sucks. I can never watch football again because this was the greatest thing ever. And then they blew it.
Yeah, so it's, you're right, it's tough. Yeah. Bruins, that was a tough look, but
Boston has a serious thing with being really good and then blowing it.
yeah, but if we do
Historically dominant and then blowing
it'd be the same thing for us this year too, like historically
it.
dominant if we blow in the first round, which there's always a chance. I mean, I guess
There
you could
is,
give
there
them,
is.
I guess you can give, if say we play the Heat, you can give them a 5% chance of winning no matter
Yeah.
what. You
And
can
then
always win a
if it's the
series.
Bulls, you give them like a 2% chance.
Injuries happen. I think that's the only way. Yeah.
If a Lightning strikes the court and kills the entire starting five for the Celtics, maybe.
Yeah. Or Porzingis just twists his ankle. You never know. People
Please,
have
for the
bad
love of
nights.
Christ, I'm knocking on
Or
wood
some
for you
game,
there.
the mob hits him up. It's like, yo, you gotta lose this. That
We're gonna shave some points
we have $1 million on the Heat
on
to win this series in seven.
the mobs
Exactly
would just
seven,
be
exactly
stupid.
seven games. We're gonna give you half that if you just twist your ankle by accident.
That reminds me, did you hear about that dude from the Raptors who got banned
I
from
barely
the
heard about it. Yeah, it's so dumb.
yeah, what a dumbass. So he made 22K off his betting on himself to score less or his team to lose, and now he's kicked out of the league.
I mean, in his defense, was he even like a good, was he getting
No,
minutes?
fuck no. Yeah, like barely any. So he was betting his
Well,
unders on
yeah, I mean, because
everything.
he wasn't scoring anything. Did he get.
But in some games, like he would try and shy away from rebounds because he'd bet his under and rebounds and shit like that.
Was this like, what guy? Like, what was he like a ninth
Jaunte
man or
Porter.
something? Like, oh, so he was only coming in like blowouts or something. Like, he wasn't coming
No,
in
like he'd
anyways.
play like, the Raptors are trying to tank. They have a
Oh, so they would
top
actually just throw him out there because he's bad, actually, like
Yeah, they have
legitimately,
a
like
top
not
five
good.
protected pick, so they're trying to get in the top five so they don't lose their first round pick to the Spurs. So they're trying to be bad. And this guy would play, and he wouldn't play a ton of minutes, but then like if he got like, maybe his over under is like three rebounds. If he got like two rebounds accidentally really quickly, he'd fake an injury and leave.
Good for him. I mean, honestly, how much is this man's contract? Like, is he
Probably like
even,
a million.
can I look it up? Is he on the
Yeah,
roster right now?
Jaunte Porter, Johntay
Yeah, but if
Porter.
I look him up on ESPN, didn't he get like kicked out of the league or is it,
Yeah, he's
what's
banned,
his
but look up
punishment?
his contract. He's banned from the league
Let's see if
forever.
he's still on the roster. Is he really?
Yeah, he's out of the league forever.
Jesus, that's kind
Yeah,
of
well,
harsh.
fuck it. You
Yeah, he's
can't
off their
fit.
ESPN roster. Yeah, I'm looking Jaunte Porter contract.
Yeah, you can't fix games. He won 22K off his bets. I hope he wasn't making much with the Raptors. He was at least making a
Porter was
million.
earning 415K. So no, not even a million. I mean, still a ton of money on his two-way
Yeah.
contract. So he had a two-way contract.
Oh, okay, so he wasn't nearly as good as I thought he was.
He was the first active player or coach to be expelled from the NBA for gambling since Jack Mullinas in 1954, when the mob was legit a thing. Like not legit a thing, but like more of like
Yeah, when
a
they had
thing.
power.
Yeah. Damn. What an idiot.
That, yeah, that's not great.
So you're making like, so he's making 450, 15 K a year, so you're making like a month's salary, or not even a month, you're making like a
No.
week's salary just to lose your whole life. Like, it's not
Yeah,
worth it.
it's not a great look. Granted, I guess he can go play overseas and do his gamble illegal gambling there,
Oh,
but
yeah, he'll be fine, he'll still make like good money if he wants. I don't know his life, I don't know if he's married, has kids, yada yada yada, all the
he's the
tenderites, but
brother of Michael Porter Jr. on
wow.
the Nuggets.
He's an ugly motherfucker. Whoa, he doesn't
Yeah,
look
he
anything like
is.
Michael Porter Jr. Oh, he's, God bless his soul, but
Yeah, and
he'll
now
be,
he's
he'll,
boxless and out of the league.
let's just say he'll be fine in his life.
Yeah.
I don't think he has to worry
Yeah.
about anything ever. But yeah, dumb decision.
No.
Definitely dumb decision if you wanted an NBA career, which
Yeah.
most people would love to have.
Ideally, it would be pretty cool. But yeah, he fucked that up. I think that's hilarious. But yeah, so we're gonna sweep the first round, and then after that, I don't exactly know how the playoff picture
Can we play the lowest
sorts
seed?
out.
I think we'd play the lowest seed. That's how the NBA works, of who would win that. So who would win like the next round? So we could possibly, if everything worked out, we'd play the winner of the 76ers.
Oh, yeah. So I got it here. So we'll play Miami in the first round, and then we'd play the winner of the Orlando Cleveland game.
What about 76ers?
They would play the winner of the Bucks Pacers game.
Wouldn't we get the lowest seed no matter what?
No. For some, at
Because of,
least on this, for some reason it says
because
we're
I think
playing.
Orlando, I think we would get the lowest seed no matter what. We should.
Oh, what I'm looking at here,
Who do the 76ers play?
the Knicks.
Oh, because they're probably saying the Knicks would win the series. Are they? If the 76ers beat the Knicks, then we play the 76ers no matter what. Because they're we automatically get that lowest seed, I'm pretty
Oh,
sure.
is that how that works?
Yeah.
Granted,
In
I think
basketball, at
this
least.
website's taking some liberties. Because it does say we're playing the Heat, even though like it's kind of up in the air.
It probably says the Knicks win against the 76ers too.
No, it just it has all the
Oh.
games laid out.
Gotcha.
OKC plays New Orleans, Clippers plays Dallas, Phoenix plays Minnesota, Denver plays LA.
Does it say next round though?
No,
Okay,
but
yeah.
it gives like the little the brackets. It's like a fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can follow it. And it says we're playing Cleveland, Orlando for some reason.
Yeah, I think maybe they're probably saying like Knicks would win that series, but
Yeah.
76ers Knicks would be a tough series. I think 76ers might take that just based off New York being just one dimensional with Brunson, but the
Yeah.
76ers are kind of feeling themselves now. They got
And
Embiid
who's going to
back.
stop Embiid?
They
He's so
got,
good.
I think they got a couple other, I think they're like kind of healthy right now. So like if they can definitely make some noise. That game, that series actually could be really good.
Yeah. Are you a
And
big
then
Buddy Hield guy?
not really, but I mean, I'm not like a huge fan, but
You
you
remember when
gotta.
he was in college? Were you watching them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Him in Oklahoma was ridiculous.
So he's definitely like a guy you kind of want to see succeed, unless he's
Yeah.
against
He looks
yourself,
like a
but
horse, but he can ball.
he can ball. So it's like, and he's been in the league for a while. He's a good young talent. So I mean, I
Yeah.
don't want to run into the 76ers. I'm hoping the Knicks win that series so we don't have to play Embiid, but because the
Ideally.
76ers would be rough as a seventh seed. That's rough in the second round. You want to play, like you
Yeah.
said, who would they say it would be? Cleveland or Orlando?
Yeah, which would be
Eh,
a
they're
way
tough
better
too. I
matchup.
mean, I don't
I
know.
don't
I
have
mean,
much
they
faith
have
in
better
them.
records
It,
than
ideally, out of those three teams that you could
they actually
pick
have the
that you
same
think
record.
would give the Celtics a definitive win, Cleveland, Orlando, or Philly, who are you taking?
It's a fit like they'd be no matter what.
Like, which one do you think the Celtics would beat?
Oh, Magic, 100%.
Yeah.
They have the
Yeah.
youngest team out of the three, and I just don't think they're ready for it.
Magic always give the Celtics trouble for some reason, though. Like every
They
year. It doesn't make
do,
any
but
sense.
in the playoff, and that's in the regular
Yeah,
season. The
exactly.
playoffs, I think
Yeah,
they
in the
wipe the floor
playoffs.
with them. I'll be surprised if they beat Cleveland. I know it's a cool story. I know the NBA wants Orlando to succeed and have probably be good, just
Yeah.
because they haven't been on that stage in a while. But I mean, Cleveland should probably wipe the floor with them.
Yeah, they should. I love Donovan Mitchell too.
I don't think Orlando has like. They definitely have the talent, but like they're not, they're
They're
too young.
young. They're
They're
like what
too,
I think of the Thunder is. Like they're just
yeah,
too
they're
young.
definitely like a Thunder. I don't think the Thunder have a chance, even
Yeah.
though they were the best, like best team in the West this season, record wise. I just don't think they have a chance.
Yeah. Crazy to me that they were the one seed.
You would like, you want to see them succeed. They're like that fun
Yeah.
young team that you're like, oh wow, they're
I
going to
don't
be
hate a
good. And
single
like,
player on that team, except for Josh Giddey. He's a little
it's like the
sus.
Celtics probably 5 or 6 years ago. It's like, wow, they have a guy like Paolo Banchero who's really good and could probably be like a guy, like a top 10 guy in the next 10 years.
See, I was with you until you said that. Now I think there's a little Homerism involved here. What is it about,
Oh, that he was a Duke.
Are you choosing favorites here?
No, he's just 21. He's 21 years old, and he's
Ooh.
got
He is balling. He's sick.
Tatum numbers at Tatum's age. So it's Yeah, I think he could be a Tatum type player, and what, by the time he's his age, like 20, in the next 4 years, I think Paolo Banchero will be up there.
Are you do you hate Kentucky since you're a Duke fan?
No, I don't really care that
No.
much.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't sure if you were like one of those bleed blue Duke fans
No,
that,
I mean, I didn't
sleep
go
naked
there,
in a
so
Christian Laettner jersey.
no, I didn't go there, so I can't be like all that. But no, Paolo
Yeah.
Banchero, they're core. If they can keep them all there, and Paolo Banchero could be a Tatum-like guy or whoever,
Yeah.
like top 10 guy in the next probably
He's
five, six
so
years.
sick, and no one talks about him. No one cares.
No,
I've never heard of a first overall pick that no one's hyped up about.
22.6. I mean, he won Rookie of the Year last year.
Yeah, but still, no one cares because
Because he's on the
before him it
Magic.
was Zion, and after him it was
Not many people are talking about Zion now either, though. I mean, he's kind of
no,
just.
he's still he people make fun of him for being fat. He's still in the headlines. And then after him it was Wemby. So like
Yeah, it's kind of. Has
he
he
just got
been?
overshadowed.
Yeah, I mean, he's scoring 22.6 points a game,
Or
6.9
maybe it was
rebounds.
Anthony
Nice.
Edwards before. Even worse. Yeah, it was
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards the year before him.
His stats at a 21-year-old on like a decent
Is
team, like
nuts.
that's, yeah, it's actually kind of, I didn't know he was
He's
doing
really
this.
good.
And recently he's actually turned up his points per game. So it's like, yeah, he, his last 10, he's scoring 22.8. Yeah. So he's
No
over his
shit.
average for the season by 0.2, but still
Yeah, which takes a lot for me to admit because I fucking hate Duke.
he's actually pretty nice. He was, he, and he was nice on Duke. He's, like I said, he has potential to be a Tatum type player.
Yeah, I didn't realize how tall he was. Every time I used to watch him at Duke, he didn't look that tall.
No, he's tall. Yeah, like I said,
He's a motherfucker.
it sounds weird to say, it's even weird coming out of my mouth. He has potential to be a Tatum like player in the next
Yeah,
three.
oh, I agree.
How old is Tatum now? 27, 26, 25.
Still 21 in my eyes.
Yeah, but Paolo Banchero is actually 21, and he's,
Yeah, I know.
so yeah, he's got Tatum numbers. He has Tatum potential.
And then I think to wrap it up, the last thing I wanted to mention, Drew Holiday. The Celtics signed him to a
Oh
fat deal. Did you see this?
yeah, I think it's great. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. You're a fan?
I mean, you gotta be. We didn't have him last year, and look what happened last year. What was that record?
Right?
I mean,
It was pretty good. We made it to the conference finals and ate shit, but like I
I'm
love Drew
sure it's
Holiday.
better.
I love
Yeah.
him. Yes, but he's 33 years old, gonna
How
be
many years did we get him
34
for?
before the next season. 4 years, 135 million.
Is that even a lot though in basketball?
Not
That number.
anymore, which is wild to say.
That's what I
No,
mean.
not
I think
anymore.
that's
And
like
that
actually
was
like
my
not that
argument
great of a
point.
contract. That's not even like that great of, yeah, he's gonna retire Celtic now, when no doubt
Yeah.
about it, unless like he gets shipped somewhere, which they're only
Yeah,
gonna ship
they
him
would
unless they're,
probably move him on his last year, probably.
yeah. So it's like he's gonna have his like last couple of seasons as a Celtic, which that would be great. I mean, obviously he's been reliable all season.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure of his numbers, but obviously we had a great, let me just check. I mean, he couldn't have been that bad if they're signing him for 4 years.
Yeah, so he averaged 12 and a half with 5.5 rebounds and 5 assists. Is
So not
that a
that great,
hundred?
actually.
Is that 135 million?
I don't know. His turnovers, I don't know if those are good or
Turnover.
bad, though.
What are they? I don't have them here.
Sorry, what was the question?
What are his turnovers?
Hold on, I'm trying to turn off this fucking ad
Nice.
that's playing on.
I
Hold
hate that.
on. It's like some scary movie. It's like screaming in my headphones as I'm trying to look up Drew Holiday stats on ESPN. I'm like, what the heck's going
Cry
on?
Ozempic. You're like, shut the
Yeah.
fuck up.
Okay, now it's off, thank God. I don't even know what's bad. Like, it doesn't tell me like the what he is in the league for his turnovers. I am seeing a few turnovers a game.
What is it?
Actually no, per season. This season it's his lowest actually at 1.8. It's his lowest
Sweet.
ever.
1.8 is pretty good.
And that's by like a whole
Granted,
turnover.
he's not really the main ball carrier, but he's one of them.
Exactly. So it's the lowest of his career at 38. What, how old is he? 33.
Yeah.
Yeah, so lowest amount of turnovers in his career. by almost, he had 2.2 on the Bucks in 2020, 2021. Was that when he won it all? It's on the most
No,
2020.
they
That
won
was,
it in their first year, so 2020,
but they went
2021.
far. And then he had like earlier on his career, he had like 2.1 his first season.
Yeah, no, so he did win it in 2020, 2021.
Oh, so he did 2021?
Yeah,
Oh, so yeah,
yeah.
that was the lowest of his career.
It was.
Actually, no, that was the second. It wasn't even the second lowest, but 2.2 was he was. That's the last time he was closest to 1.8. I'm really picking hairs here, but like not even by like a half of a turnover, but still, it's the
Yeah.
lowest turnovers of his career, which is with this team with Tatum, Brown, and White, Porzingis. All you need is a guy that's just not going to turn the ball over.
Yeah, no Marcus Smarts in the picture.
It's a plug and play.
Don't
Yeah, he's not taking fucking.
chuck up dumb shots. Don't turn the ball over.
I forgot we had. I was going to be like, who was our point guard last year? That's how
Dude.
forgettable, Mark. Thank God
Tell
we don't have that guy on our team
me
anymore. I know Boston loved him because he was
it.
gritty and defensive player
Yeah.
of
Yeah,
the year. Whatever. Who gives a fuck? Where
this
is he
is not
now?
a pro Marcus
What's he
Smart
doing?
podcast. He
What's he
missed the
doing
whole
this year?
season.
Exactly. And even if he didn't miss the whole season, he would have been trash because he didn't have Tatum, Brown, or whoever.
Yeah.
He's not that good of a solo player. He's not good
No.
enough. Jrue Holiday's a godsend.
Yeah,
He
he's a
knows how
fucking
to play
man.
basketball. He's been there, done that. He's worked with one of the best players of all time. And Giannis, he
Yeah.
knows his role.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. But yeah.
Well, Smart doesn't know his role. He was just jacking up
No,
threes every
Smart
chance
was
he could.
terrible. Yes, I agree. Just Giannis isn't one of the best players ever. But yeah, my buddy texted me about this and we had a little conversation back and forth, and he's a Spurs fan, so he doesn't like the Celtics particularly, but he was saying that that's a lot of money to pay for like a fourth option, which Drew probably is a fourth option, maybe even a fifth if Derek White's feeling dangerous.
Yeah, I mean it just depends though, because like I don't know if we're gonna have what do we so like the next 4 years do we have that starting five solidified or like we'd probably not
Well,
have all five of those.
them signing Drew to this deal frees up money for them to also sign Derek White.
And Tatum, what about Porzingis?
Porzingis is under contract all next year, and then it's up.
So he's probably gone.
Yeah, so he's probably gone
We won't have Porzingis more than 2 years
after
now. So
next
that.
year.
I mean, but by that point,
By
by
that
then he'll
point, you
come.
hope we've won two championships and we've got our use out of him.
Yeah, exactly. But or hopefully just one. But yeah, I mean, good point. I mean, it is. But then, like you said, you kind of got to think about like who would we have to solidify that starting five? If we can have four out of those starting five, that'd be great. Three out of
Yeah,
that
and
starting
who else
five.
would we get other than Drew Holiday?
There's really no other solid. I mean, there's probably a ton. Just blanking on who they would be, but I don't. And if they are obviously the better ones than him, like are they even available to get? So it's just like point guards are pretty premium these days.
And they definitely don't defend.
Yeah, and Jrue Holiday will go out and give you his best, which is like not the best in the world, but it's pretty good.
Yep, it's I would say he's in the top quarter of the league, especially defense wise, taking care of the ball. I love him, but I'm biased. Like that's why I'm trying not to have too many opinions here, because I love Drew Holiday. In my eyes, it's always been the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Like I love
Truth.
the dude. Yeah,
It's the first
I
time I've heard
adore him.
this.
Really? Oh, Drew Holiday is on a list of players that I would die for. I've always adored Drew Holiday, so I'm very
Really?
biased. Yeah, very much so.
Interesting. I didn't know this about you. I'm just Googling a list of best point guards. They have Luka as the best point. This hoopshype.com. I remember like Luka,
Yeah, I
Steph
mean, I
Curry.
guess technically Luka's a point guard.
Shai Gilgeous, but like he's not going to be available.
No, never.
Obviously, I'm just looking at like who would be
Damian
like.
Lillard will probably be available when the Bucks lose in the first round.
Yeah, true. Then yeah, even I'd rather have Drew. At least Damian Lillard is going to want to make noise. Drew knows his role. Ja Morant
Yeah,
at F4, he's not
that's the biggest thing is
available.
Drew's not a
Damian
cop.
Lillard,
Like,
yeah.
he's not going to go out there and cause
This
shit.
has Damian Lillard five. He is available. Trae Young. I don't know if he's available, but I feel like Atlanta's going to lock him down. Tyrese Haliburton not available.
No,
De'Aaron
never.
Fox. De'Aaron Fox, would he be available?
Ooh, I wonder, because the Kings have been underwhelming this year. You'd hope, right?
If he's
That would be
available,
sick.
I'd take him.
Over Drew.
Harden, yeah, Harden as ninth,
Harden.
but like if he even is available, nah, all good.
You're like, I'll pass on that.
Jamal Murray, they have him at
He's not
10th.
going
He's not
anywhere.
available. They have LaMelo Ball, 11th.
Yep,
Nah,
that'd
I'm
be
taking
wild.
Draholiday. Taking
Yeah.
still taking Draholiday.
I
LaMelo Ball's gonna run away
agree.
anyways. Jalen Brunson, 12th. Nah, he's not available.
Never. He's never leaving New York.
Kyrie Irving, 13th. If he was
We
available,
could
then I'm
get
taking him.
Kyrie. Imagine how sick that would be if we got Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. Garland
That
at 14. I wouldn't really want him
would be
over Drew.
perfect. I
And
love
then
him.
Drew Holiday right at 15. Sorry. And this was like before, this was written in the summer before we got Drew Holiday. So this is based off last year's numbers, I guess, which is kind of holds true anyways, what I just
Yeah.
saw. So Drew Holiday versus Darren Garland, you're taking Garland?
No, I always take Drew. If it was between Jesus
Take their
Christ and Drew
experience.
Holiday, I'm taking Drew Holiday. Like,
Take the experience, yeah. And
yeah.
that those are the guys, like there was really only a couple of guys we could potentially get, and that's potentially
Yeah.
like there
And
he's the best
that's
available.
exactly the point. Like, there are so few guys out there, and then it's even fewer that the Celtics could actually get. Like, this is as good as it's going to get. And Drew's fantastic. So just lock him in. I love the deal.
Lock him in. He knows his role. Obviously, he played with the championship team before, and he wasn't the best player. Giannis, you have to deal with him. He can deal with Tatum.
Yeah. But I think that's pretty much a wrap on episode 118. This was a fucking long one, huh? Yeah,
Well, we had a lot to talk about, like you
we
said, but we
did. Yeah,
talked.
it's been about 2 weeks since then, but I don't mind that taking a little time in between. We got more to talk about on here. But now I like to think
Exactly.
we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming now that's the playoffs. And while you and me do happen to miss a few regular season games, we don't really miss playoff games too often. So we'll be all over that like white on rice.
Yeah, no doubt. I'll be hopefully watching every game, or
Yeah. I'll
at
come over for a
least,
game sometime, rip a couple
yeah,
beers.
definitely. Yeah, we're talking about going to a game.
Yeah.
If it works out, and we'll see. But it's expensive as fuck in Boston, so that's the only downfall
it
about
is.
it.
Couldn't have been a
Yeah,
fucking Clippers game.
exactly. If we
They're
lived in
basically
LA,
giving those Clippers those tickets
yeah,
away.
exactly. I wish. Wishful. No, I don't wish, but
No, fuck
still.
no. No one wants to live in LA, place a shithole.
Yeah.
But that's a wrap on episode 118 of the Rafters podcast brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. Throw us a like, rate, subscribe. Anything you can would be greatly appreciated. And that's all later.
Peace, peace, peace. The Middle East.